on a wedding band and got down on one knee. And you smiled and said to me, are you gonna kiss me or not? Are we gonna do this or why? I think you know I love you a lot. I think we got a real good shot. You gonna kiss me or not?
Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. 21 Iowa counties virtually underwater following massive rainfall. The water submerging homes as rescue crews scramble to reach stranded residents. This is more than 100 million Americans are under heat alerts coast to coast. Dozens killed in a fresh round of Israeli strikes on Hamas targets in Gaza this weekend. This as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu publicly criticizes the Biden administration over weapons supplies. ABC's Tom Sophie Borage is in Israel.
The threat of a wider escalation along Israel's border with Lebanon on the agenda when Israel's defense minister Yoav Gallant meets face-to-face with U.S. officials in Washington before departing Israel this morning. Gallant underlining the importance of Israel's relationship with the U.S.
Arkansas State Police announcing that a fourth person has died from their injuries after a mass shooting at a grocery store there on Friday. Four other victims remain hospitalized, one woman still in critical condition, a total of 14 people injured from the gunfire. This is ABC News. The Supreme Court has some major rulings due this week. The High Court has 15 cases left to decide, including whether Donald Trump or any former president has absolute immunity from criminal prosecution. Also to be decided, the biggest abortion case since the court overturned Roe v. Wade 2 years ago. ABC's Christian Cordero is in Washington.
It asks whether abortion access is protected by federal law when a woman's health is at risk. At odds with that federal law is Idaho's state ban on abortions unless necessary to protect her life, not her health. And the Supreme Court is set to rule on whether a city can ban homeless encampments, even if the unhoused have nowhere else to go. It is the Supreme Court's biggest case on homelessness in more than 40 years, with consequences in cities and towns across the country.
Amazon says it'll stop using plastic air pillows to pack its products in North America. Instead, will shift towards recycled paper. The company says it moves more environmentally friendly. Dave Packer, ABC News.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
What seems to be the problem?
Doctor, thank goodness. My husband found out Cricket Wireless has 5G plans starting at $15 a month, and his jaw just dropped.
Oh. Did he hear about Cricket's blazing fast 5G?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
What about their reliable nationwide coverage?
Yes, that too.
Uh-huh.
I see. Unfortunately, there's no cure.
Oh.
But you will have really fast 5G.
Yeah.
Get jaw-droppingly fast 5G for $15 a month.
smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Video may be limited to SD. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. Subject to change. See store for details.
Don't miss the 2024 Northern Wisconsin State Fair, July 10th through the 14th in Chippewa Falls. We've got your favorite fair food, the rides, and the games, and don't forget the animals and exhibits. It's all at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. And on the Lightning Cool's main stage, it's One Vision of Queen featuring Mark Martel, Lee Bryce, Ludacris, and Wisconsin's very own Charlie Barron. Purchase tickets and learn more at NWSFA.com. We'll see you at the fair.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine for today, although as we get later into the afternoon, there should be a little bit more sunshine around. Highs in the lower 80s, light northwest winds. In the overnight, mostly clear skies, upper 50s, sunshine, mid-80s on Monday. Are you behind on tax payments? Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. It's 69 at our studios.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Faith Hill, Peace of My Heart.
JD is right here with you, bringing you music from Jason Aldean, Clay Walker, and right now it's Austin. This is Blake Shelton.
She left without leaving a number. Said she needed to clear her mind. He figured she'd gone back to Austin, 'cause she talked about it all the time. It was almost a year before she called him up. Three rings and an answering machine is what she got. If you're calling about the car I sold it, if this is Tuesday night, I'm bowling. If you got something to sell, you're wasting your time. I'm not buying. If it's anybody else, wait for the tone. You know what to do. And P.S., if this is Austin, I still love you. The telephone fell to the counter. She heard, but she couldn't believe. What kind of man would hang on that long? What kind of love that must be? She waited 3 days, and then she tried again. She didn't know what she'd say, but she heard three rings and then. If it's Friday night, I'm at the ball game, and first thing Saturday, if it don't rain, I'm headed out to the lake, and I'll be gone all weekend long. But I'll call you back when I get home on Sunday afternoon. P.S., if this is Austin, I still love you. Well, this time she left her number, but not another word. Then she waited by the phone on Sunday evening, and this is what he heard. If you're calling about my heart, it's still yours. I should have listened to it a little more. Then it wouldn't have taken me so long to know where I belong. And by the way, there's no machine you're talking to. Can't you tell this is Austin? And I still love you. I still love you.
Country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Darling, you know it's true. The rumor you heard about me loving you. Well, I never told a soul. So tell me how. The whole world knows. It must have been the roses and the wine, or maybe this unexplainable smile. They say where there's smoke, there's fire. Well, I hope it's true, 'cause rumor has it you love me too. I've got a ring and a plan, but I see you're on to what I'm gonna ask. Well, I've never said a thing. Tell me what gave it away. It must have been the roses and the wine, or maybe this unexpected
unattainable smile. They say where there's smoke, there's fire. Well, I hope it's true, 'cause rumor has it you love me too. Must have been the roses and the wine, or maybe this unexplainable smile. They say where there's smoke, there's fire. Well, I hope it's true, 'cause rumor has it it must have been the roses and the wine, or maybe this unexplainable smile. They say where there's smoke, there's fire. Well, I hope it's true, 'cause rumor has it you love me too. Yes, you do. I heard it too.
Tell someone you know about us. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Sucker punch somebody on a sidewalk. Carjacking old lady at a red light. Pull a gun on the owner of a liquor store. You think it's cool, act a fool if you like. Cuss out a cop, spit in his face. Stomp on the flag and light it up. Yeah, you think it's tough. Well, try that in a small town. See how far you make it down the road. Round here we take care of our own. You cross that line, it won't take long for you to find out. I recommend you don't try that in a small town. Got a gun that my granddad gave me. They say one day they're gonna round up all that might fly in the city. Good luck, try that in a small town. See how far you make it down the road. Around here we take care of our own. You cross that line, it won't take long for you to find out. I recommend you don't try that in a small town. Full of good old boys, raised up.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Be listening for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. and 8 a.m., noon and 4 p.m. on Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, and at our website, realcountry1430.com.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
Yeah.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service keep your vehicle's maintenance up to date. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you will see what your vehicle needs, along with a detailed inspection texted directly to you. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Your Napa Gold Certified Car Care Center is Adams Super Service of Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a Deere. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth. And if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS has raised the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes in recent years. This hits hard if you're behind on your taxes. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. If you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Why is Navage perfect for allergy sufferers? Rhino Systems Medical Director Dr. Howard Levine explains.
If someone's exposed to allergens, they can get rid of those immediately by washing out the nose. Navage works by pulling saline in one nostril, through the nose and out the other nostril, sucking out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs. Experience on-the-spot relief so you could breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier.
Navage is available at Sam's Club, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or online at Navage.com. Navage, breathe easy.
ABC Tuesday, it's the music event of summer.
What's up, CMA fans?
Superstar performances by Lainey Wilson, Luke Bryan, Kelsey Ballerini, Keith Urban, Thomas Rhett, Shaboozy, Cody Johnson. Plus, epic collaborations including Keith Urban with Lainey Wilson, Big and Rich with Hardy, and Post Malone featuring Blake Shelton. Jelly Roll and Ashley McBride host CMA Fest, Tuesday, 8, 7 Central on ABC and stream next day on Hulu.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
The stadium, and I wrote your number on the 50-yard line. You were always a perfect one and a valedictorian. So under your number, I wrote, "Call for a good time." I only wanted to get your attention, but you overlooked me somehow. Besides, you had too many boyfriends to mention, and I played my guitar too loud. How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way.
you think I'm crazy standing here today? I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now?
When I took off to Tennessee, I heard that you made fun of me. Never imagined I'd make it this far. Then you married in the money, girl. Ain't it a cruel and funny world? He took your dreams and he tore them apart. He never comes home and you're always alone. And your kids hear you cry down the hall. Alarm clock starts ringing. Who could that be singing? It's me, baby. Would you wake up call? How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now?
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Every Friday night, there's a steady cloud of dust that leads back to a field filled with pickup trucks. Got old Hank cranking way up now. Got coolers in the back. Tailgate's down. There's a big fire burning, but don't be alarmed. It's just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. It's been on a tractor, ain't seen Becky all week. Somebody said they seen them headed down to the creek. Farmer Johnson's daughter's just pulled up in a Jeep. Man, he knows how to grow them if you know what I mean. Oh, Dave's getting loud, but he don't mean no harm. We're just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. You can have a lot of fun in a New York minute, but there's some things you can't do inside those city limits. I ain't no closing time, I ain't no cover charge. Just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. Come as you are, there ain't no dress code, just some rule route rules that you need to know. Don't mess with the bull, he can get real mean. Don't forget to shut the gate, stay out of the beans. If it starts to rain, we'll just head to the barn. We're country boys and girls getting down on the farm. No closing time, ain't no cover charge. Just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. Ain't no closing time, ain't no cover charge. Just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. Oh, let's get down, y'all. Stay out of that hay.
Right.
Ryan Winnikens keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
He had hard work caked on his overalls, sweat on his neck, chow in his jaw, when a stranger pulled up and met him outside his barn. Said, "Sir, I don't know if you ever would, but I built houses and neighborhoods, and I was wondering if you'd ever want to sell your farm." With his old dog barking and running around, he paused for a second, spit on the ground and kicked a little gravel, looked down and said, "This is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my two hands, where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land. The money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt." Great-granddaddy bought it for 100 acres. He just got married when he signed the papers. Him and his brothers frame that old farmhouse. Every fence post here we put in the ground, ran the barbed wire and pulled the plow. Every last hay bale we built it. Yeah, I'd hate to be the first to sell it. This is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant.
Truex is battling for the race lead. He gets a little bit loose. William Byron hangs on to the top five.
Almirola gets a shove, and Kyle Larson got way out of shape.
Trouble in turn number one. Noah Gregson gets up against the outside wall.
Today on the Performance Racing Network, it's the USA Today 301 from New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Now, here are Doug Rice and Mark Garrow.
Greetings from the lovely New Hampshire Motor Speedway, where NASCAR has moved up the start time of today's race at 2:06 Eastern Time. We should get the green flag to kick off the USA Today 301.
The weather today a little bit gray, but like yesterday, they've been able to drive the racetrack. Looking forward to a great event here on the Magic Mile. Another big crowd here in Loudoun.
Weather a bit iffy for today, but like the guys in Boston say, we have more than a feeling we're going racing today.
The USA Today 301 from New Hampshire Motor Speedway is presented by State Water Heaters. When you need a water heater, make sure you get a State. Visit statewaterheaters.com to find a professional installer near you. Progressive Insurance. Round out your protection with life, phone, and pet health insurance. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. Xfinity, proud premier partner of NASCAR. Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco Fuel helps your car reach peak performance. Brought to you by Rheem. Rheem keeps you comfortable with world-class, high-efficiency heating, cooling, and water heating solutions. Visit Rheem.com to learn more. By eBay Motors. Burn rubber, not cash, by shopping on eBay Motors. eBayMotors.com. Geico. Geico's mobile app has 24/7 claim service and on-the-go policy info. It's easy to Geico. And by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Storage, the only brand as driven as the hard-working professionals they serve. Learn more at WeatherGuard.com.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a scary movie victim.
Oh no, a tree fell on my car, and there's only one thing to do. Trip over my own feet and pull myself across the lawn while yelling help at a barely audible volume.
Sorry to interrupt, but you filed a claim with Geico, so you've got a designated claims team to help you.
This Geico sounds suspiciously reassuring. Are you sure I don't end up getting surprised with an unexpected twist?
Just that your Geico team will always be there to keep you updated.
No! phone.
What is it?
Oh, nothing. I just didn't see that coming.
Geico. Great service without all the drama.
Today's race at New Hampshire Motor Speedway is sponsored by USA Today, the nation's news. Continue to fuel your fandom after the race by subscribing to USA Today. With unbeatable recaps, analysis, and predictions, USA Today helps you follow your favorite athletes with content and journalism that takes you there. Visit usatoday.com for sports news that puts you in the winner's circle.
Why wait until the race is over to do a victory lap? In Las Vegas, it's all about how you celebrate. NASCAR fans, start your engines at this website at visitlasvegas.com. From New Hampshire Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a Deere. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire of Durant.
USA Today is a new partner with New Hampshire Motor Speedway and the sponsor of the USA Today 301. And we're joined by Mike Reed, the CEO of USA Today, to talk about how this sponsorship came to be.
We've been partners with NASCAR for many years now, and this opportunity presented itself, and it really lined up well with our audiences. We produce a ton of content across the U.S. and really across the globe. One of our big content verticals is sports, and we reach over 52 million sports fans every single month here in the U.S. And a big percentage of those sports fans are NASCAR fans and race fans. Not only NASCAR, but Formula One and IndyCar. And so we actually have a platform called Motorsports Wire, which is highly trafficked by our consumers. So we're always looking to provide our consumers with the content that they want. And NASCAR is a big piece of that. It's a great opportunity to be able to partner with this race in particular here in New Hampshire as a title sponsor.
This weekend, USA Today is also adding a special race edition to the paper, which is available at the track and nationwide. And for the fans who can't be at New Hampshire Motor Speedway today, well, they have something special for you as well.
Yeah, the USA Today sports team is utilizing our Motorsports Wire to deliver real-time updates for racing fans around the country that can't be at the race to know what's going on at all times and to be able to deliver real-time updates and some behind-the-scenes updates. So fans that can't be at the race, I encourage them to use our Motorsports Wire. USA Today will be delivering really great live updates throughout the day on the race.
PRN would like to thank USA Today for their support of New Hampshire Motor Speedway.
Welcome back here to New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Time now for Mark and I to give you our progressive keys to victory. Mark, I think there's two races today. One is the race against the racetrack, obviously, and against your competitors. The other is race against weather. We look to be good for 2.5-3 hours with weather today, and then you may be trying to come up with a plan to time out with the weather versus your competitors.
Totally agree with you, Doug. And I believe every team should have a Brad Panovich back at their war room and really prognosticating the weather up to the minute, because it could change dramatically. We're in the mountains, and you know what's good right now isn't good 15 minutes later. And I believe, again, I'm like you, I believe we're going to have two stages, race to halfway when this race gets official, and then race the rest of the way, whatever that is.
Speaking of meteorologist Brad Panovich, he'll be coming up next with our race day weather. And that's our keys to victory today, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
Hey, race fans, welcome to New Hampshire. It's been a scorching week, but now we're watching the skies for some strong thunderstorms developing closer to the end of the race, 5-6 o'clock time frame. So late in the race, there'll be some decisions to be had as rain could threaten as we get towards the end of the race here in New Hampshire. Now, temperatures will be warm, not as hot as it was earlier this week. Temperatures in the low to mid 80s, but still toasty by New England standards. The big story today will be watching the radar and the storms as we get later in the race. For the Performance Racing Network, I'm Chief Meteorologist Brad Panovich.
Race day weather is brought to you by Rheem. Rheem keeps you comfortable with world-class high-efficiency heating, cooling, and water heating solutions. Visit Rheem.com to learn more.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome to the land of the free, where we pledge allegiance to the flag, salute the heroes of old, and raise a cup to the new gladiators who dare take on the last great Coliseum. The Bass Pro Shops Night Race NASCAR Weekend returns to Bristol Motor Speedway September 19th through 21st. Get a weekend package and see Dale Jr. race on Friday. There's no place like Bristol. It's not just a race. It's Bristol, baby.
Is your insurance playbook too confusing? Well, make it easy. Switch to GEICO and get all your insurance coverage from one place. Go to GEICO.com today to get started. More pre-race coming up for the USA Today 301, and you're listening to PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like announced on the air? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to us at wrdn1430@gmail.com.
It's time now for the O'Reilly Auto Parts Media Buzz, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
With Bruce Barton of NBC Sports. Bruce, we just had our first cup race at the Iowa Speedway. What's your biggest takeaway?
I really thought it was a pretty good track for them to race at. It really brings the show to the hardcore audience of race fans that Iowa is full of. I know NASCAR loves to chase after the big city image and the dollars that come with the big city. They'll have that in a few weeks here when they get to Chicago. But there was just something really cool and charming and quaint about Iowa Speedway to see all those race fans filling every seat. Even if it is only 24,000 seats out there, it still looks good on TV. It was a pretty good race. And hey, a driver named Blaney winning on the short tracks of the Midwest, you can't get any better than that.
With Jerry Jordan at kickofthetires.net, Jerry, both Joey Logano and Kyle Busch have had a lot of success here at New Hampshire. Right now, both of these guys are outside of the playoffs. Can they use this week to get their season to jolt?
For Joey Logano, this is one of his home tracks as well, I think. He's known to do well here, as you pointed out. I think he needs it. I'm not sure if it happens. It's one of those things where when you're on the outside and you know you can get there, you start reaching back into your bag of tricks and see what you can pull out. We're getting to the time period where it's a must win to get these guys in.
That's the O'Reilly Auto Parts Media Buzz presented by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Eliminate carbon and varnish deposits from your fuel system with Lucas Fuel Treatment at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get two bottles of Lucas Fuel Treatment for just $9, plus receive 2x O Rewards points. In-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Speaking of O'Reilly Auto Parts, they also sponsor our Pit Reporters. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Let's go to Alan Cavana.
I'm with a driver who has a ton of confidence today. Christopher Bell, what gives you so much confidence at a track like New Hampshire?
The fact that I'm driving this number 20 car. Joe Gibbs Racing just does really good at these places, and I'm very fortunate to be driving for this group of people. You know, obviously we've got great notes here, winning last year with Martin and then myself in 22. So great cars, and most of the time equals good results.
And he won yesterday, looking to get two wins in a weekend for Christopher Bell.
See, Bell, a four-time winner here in the NASCAR Xfinity Series, has never lost an Xfinity race at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. That interview with Christopher Bell brought to you by Rheem, Rheem provider of a new degree of comfort. Visit Rheem.com to find a contractor near you. Over to Brett McMillan.
Chase Elliott on the pole today. How important is that track position with the limited practice you had?
Oh yeah, not as important as the pit stall, you know, that comes with it. Always trumps the starting spot in my view. So excited to have that. Pit crew certainly has earned it. They've been doing a really good job this year. So excited to see what they can do with a really good box and hopefully you know, just keep ourselves in position throughout the day and get the full distance in, which would be nice.
Good luck.
Thank you.
That interview with Chase brought to you by Napa. When it comes to brakes, Napa Silent Guard brakes deliver the noise-reducing OE quality performance drivers demand. Available now at Napa. Back down to Alan Cavana.
Another driver who loves it up here in New Hampshire. Maybe your last one, Martin Truex Jr. What do you think about that? The first of the last, if you will.
Been coming here a long time, is all I can tell you. You know, my first race here was in 2000, so... Been coming here a long time, really enjoy this place. A lot of great fans up here in this area. And, you know, it's really cool that we finally got the cup win last year. We've had a lot of wins here over the years, but that one was really, really special. So, yeah, excited for today. Hopefully we get this thing going, and weather holds off, we can have a fun race.
Well, I appreciate everything you've done up here in New England. Martin Truex Jr. trying to get another lobster.
And that time with Martin Truex Jr. brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit ToyotaRacing.com. We're getting to the halfway mark of this whole season here today at New Hampshire. And Mark, the point situation starting to take some form.
Doug, we are 17 races into the 26 that make up the regular season. And at this point, Chase Elliott is the point leader. Kyle Larson just 8 points back. Larson gave up the point lead by not getting any points, of course, by missing the Coca-Cola 600, but still very much in the hunt for the regular season championship. And, of course, the 15 bonus points that go with it. Denny Hamlin minus 38, William Byron minus 54, Truex minus 61, and Tyler Reddick minus 64, still kind of in it as well. And then you look back there on the bubble, the last driver to get in now on points is Bubba Wallace, only 6 points ahead of Joey Logano, 31 up on Kyle Busch. Those are the first two drivers on the outside looking in. Kyle Busch is looking for something better to happen here at New Hampshire. He has finished last at the Magic Mile, 3 of the last 4 races.
There has been no magic dust for Kyle Busch here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. We're about a minute away from going trackside and getting it all cranked up here today in the USA Today 301. Always a treat to come back to New England here. Really special place and one of our favorite stops of the year on the tour to come up here to New England and take in the cuisine, the great food, and the folks that live up here really make this special. So hopefully the weather cooperates today and we get in all 301 laps and miles today in the USA Today 301. So got about a half a minute before we go downstairs. Thanks again for listening. Wherever you happen to be and however you are listening, whether you're listening to our AMFM terrestrial affiliates online through the app, NASCAR.com, and of course our friends at SiriusXM NASCAR Radio Channel 90. We appreciate you making us part of your Sunday. Let's go trackside now and get it started right here at the Magic Mile.
Please rise as you are able, remove your hats, and veterans render a hand salute as the New Hampshire National Guard Color Guard presents our nation's colors. Here to offer today's invocation, please welcome Motor Racing Outreach Chaplain Billy Malden.
Heavenly Father, as we rise up once again to recognize your presence in our lives, Lord, we do so grateful for the opportunity to go racing again today. Father, as always, we ask you to watch over the drivers, teams, officials, keep everybody safe today. Lord, for all our fans, may they have great memories today, a great time. Father, we do always remember the men and women of our armed forces, first responders serving here at home and abroad. We ask you to be with them and be with their families. May your peace and your presence surround us all. It's in Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Here to perform the Canadian and National Anthem, please welcome the official anthem singer of the Boston Bruins, Todd Angeli.
Oh, Canada, our home and native land, true patriot love in all of us command. With glowing hearts we see thee rise, the true north strong and free. From far and wide, O Canada, we stand on guard for thee. God keep our land glorious and free. O Canada, we stand on guard for thee. O Canada, we stand on guard for thee. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the
That puts the wraps on a shortened pre-race show here today at New Hampshire Motor Speedway for the USA Today 301.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine fuel system to keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at ZMAX.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
By downloading the free PRN mobile app, you can listen to all of our live race broadcast anywhere. You'll also have easy access to all of our award-winning studio shows. Get all the latest racing information at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app.
From New Hampshire Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Daily Money Management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, Daily Money Management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
Rolling into New Hampshire today, so many of the drivers are pumped and ready for a good day at a track they love. Right, Alex Bowman?
I'm terrible at New Hampshire.
Well, yeah, but that aside, you love racing here.
I hate the racetrack.
Okay, I get it, but
I was pretty fast there my first year at Hendrick and have really struggled ever since.
Kyle Busch, spread some sunshine here and tell us how you love New Hampshire.
I am not looking forward to it. Last year was a debacle. It was a nightmare that I would love to forget, so hopefully this year's better.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Joey Logano, feeling some good vibes?
I'd say it's Paul Wolf's best track as a crew chief, so can't say I ran really well there until Paul set up my car. So I'd say it's a really good track for him. So I feel confident for sure.
Hey, Martin Truex Jr., you got the big win here last year. That means something.
It means a ton. You know, I think going back over the years, I've spent more time at that track than any other track. I've been racing there since 2000. Got my first big win up there in a stock car in 2000, and that's really what put me on the map. So been going there every single year since then.
Ty Gibbs, you're young, optimistic. Surely you're full of good vibes.
It was a bad weekend for us last year, so it's all up from here. That's the way I look at it. Can't be as bad as last year.
Denny Hamlin, you get to race your own way here, be your own man. What's your plan for a win?
The first thing I did was look at the 19 car because he crushed it the entire time during practice and everywhere, and so I just looked at his style and I'm going to try to emulate it.
Ryan Blaney, you love New Hampshire, right?
I enjoy it. I've always wanted to hold the Lobster ever since I was a kid, so the area is great. I love the fans. I love the weather up there is nice this time of year. Get 6 months down the road, I probably won't like it as much when it's 3 feet of snow up there, but no, that place is awesome, and I feel like it is a good kind of a good test for Phoenix. There's some things you can take away from that place that could help you down the road.
As you can tell, confidence is running high here in New Hampshire as we prepare to line them up for the USA Today 301, which you'll hear right here on PRN, the Performance Racing Network. Sometimes this job is so hard.
Thanks a lot to the magical Kent Bernhardt, is appropriate since we're here at the Magical Mile. By the way, if you well know, when you win a big race here, you are presented a huge lobster in victory lane. That is only a problem for one person, and that is Denny Hamlin. Denny Hamlin suffers from ostraconophobia, an excessive and irrational fear of crustaceans. So even though he's won here and he's taken the lobster, he's mortified when he has to do it.
On the flip side, his teammate Martin Truex Jr. winning his first race, first cup race, getting a first Loudon lobster last year. He took a bite out of the claw right in victory lane.
Let's go trackside now and get it all started here at the Magic Mile.
And now, here to say the most famous words in motorsports, please welcome teen sensation and country music entertainer Maddox Batson.
Drivers, start your engines! Let's go!
The command has been given. Let's crank them up.
Now, the starting lineup presented by Hunt Brothers Pizza.
Starting lineup for today's race was established by the NASCAR metrics because qualifying was rained out. Starting 36, Ty Dillon in the car Bravo Chevrolet. 35th was Kaz Grahl of the Meat and Bone Ford. 34th was Zane Smith, the Focused Health Chevrolet. Daniel Hemric was 33rd in the Poppy Bank Chevrolet. 32nd to Eric Jones, the Dollar Tree Toyota. And 31st to Ryan Preece, the Mohawk Northeast Ford.
Then taking the green flag from 30th, it's Kyle Busch in the FICO Chevrolet. The Auto Trader Ford of Austin Cindric will go off 29th. 28th, John Hunter Nemechek, the Family Dollar Toyota. Then it's the Motorcraft Quick Lane Ford for Harrison Burton, 27th. 26th, Corey LaJoy, the Sluder System Chevrolet. Then 25th, Michael McDowell, the Long John Silver's Ford, going off 24th. In the Fraternal Orders of Eagles Ford, it's Justin Haley. 23rd, Chase Briscoe in the Zep Ford. The Bass Pro Shop Chevrolet of Austin Dillon, 22nd on the grid. And 21st, Noah Gregson, the Overstock.com Ford.
In row 10, starting 20th, Carson Hocevar, the Delaware Alive Chevrolet. 19th, the Kyle Larson, the HendrickCars.com Chevrolet. 18th starter is Ty Gibbs in the Monster Energy Toyota. Bubba Wallace rolls out 17th in the DraftKings Toyota. 16th belongs to Todd Gilliland, the Grillo's Pickles Ford. 15th to Chris Buescher in the Fastenal Ford. 14th, Denny Hamlin in the Yahoo Toyota. The 13th starter, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., the Kroger Kleenex 100 Years Chevrolet. 12th to Tyler Reddick in the Sirius XM Toyota. The 11th starter, Daniel Suarez in the Choice Privileges Chevrolet.
Outside of row number 5, starting 10th in the Minor Docks Doors and More Ford, it's Josh Berry to his inside. Starting 9th, Brad Keselowski in the BuildSubmarines.com Ford. The Kubota Chevrolet of Ross Chastain is 8th on the grid. 7th, Martin Truex Jr., our defending winner, and the Reese's Fine Foods Toyota. Starting 6th, it's going to be Joey